This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics took place on Friday in a nearly empty stadium. A year after it was delayed because of the pandemic, the stripped-back celebration began with a video showing athletes training at home during the pandemic before fireworks burst into the air above the Olympic Stadium. Just a few hundred officials and dignitaries were in the stands of the 68,000-seat venue, including French President Emmanuel Macron, U.S. First Lady Jill Biden, and Japan's Emperor. The Olympics have faced opposition in Japan over fears the global gathering of 11,000 athletes could trigger a super spreader event and is taking place under strict virus measures. Overseas fans are banned for the first time in the history of the Games, and domestic spectators can only watch events at a handful of venues. Athletes, support staff, and media are subject to strict COVID-19 protocols, including regular testing and daily health checks. The restrictions made for an opening ceremony far from the usual celebration. Almost every athlete entered the stadium wearing a mask, and the national delegations of athletes marching around the stadium were far smaller than usual, ranging from just a handful of people to a few dozen. Small groups of protesters demonstrated against the games outside the stadium as the ceremony began, but their chants were drowned out as the music started. A full program of sport begins Saturday with a new generation hoping to emerge as household names. New Olympic events will also be on display in Tokyo, with surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing, and karate all making their debut. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.